Amazing.
Heyo.
Are we good?
Welcome to the Ill-Conceived Podcast. My name is Lauren Holly.
I'm Emma Catherine.
And this is Sebastian Gonzalez. I just would like to note that this is the first time our listeners hear my voice.
Yeah,
this is true.
Time, I was pretty hoarse.
Yeah, he was. He was losing his voice, and then he passed his disgusting illness off to me because I then lost my voice.
Did you get sick?
Yeah, I was sick the entirety of spring break. I lost my voice.
You have got to be kidding me.
Justin is not with us today because he is feeling sick as well. So
he's feeling shitty, literally and figuratively, as he stated.
I'm like ground zero for the sickness going around.
You really are.
That's okay.
This is
I didn't get it, so we're good.
Yeah, Lauren didn't get it, so we're all good, guys.
Fight me. I got really bad food poisoning, though.
You did.
Yeah, she did.
Friday.
Right.
She did. Real bad.
Yeah, where did you go? Applebee's, right?
We went to Applebee's. Don't go. The first time we went to that Applebee's, I had a breakdown. The second time, I got food poisoning, but not as bad as yours.
Yeah, stay away.
Don't go there.
So you told me not to get the chicken Alfredo.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get it, but Alaric insisted on getting the chicken
Alfredo. I wanted to tell him as I passed him in the hallway, because I like went in the building and I passed him in the hallway, and I wanted to tell him, but I didn't have time because he was talking to somebody else, and I didn't have time to wait for his conversation to end because I had a designer run to go to.
Interrupt the conversation. Just flat on interrupt
or
it.
Something that
I
had to go.
Because you're saving a life.
Basically.
But also, I realized I lied. He was going to get the chicken Alfredo. But then upon ordering, he switched to a steak from Applebee's. You think it's
good.
And he got it. He told them medium rare. It came back very, very rare.
Oh, no.
So
that's okay.
Rare,
you can always
fact.
Have them cook it more.
This is true. But
it was
so
still
rare.
Moving.
It was cold in the middle.
What?
It was still
I mean,
cold
that's
in
rare.
The middle.
That's rare. Very rare.
I'm not talking like lukewarm, like I'm talking fridge cold.
When you get a steak rare, it's cool in the
this
middle.
This is too much. There has to be some warmth in the middle.
I don't get steak rare. You get a medium rare.
I get a medium rare.
You have them put it back on the grill if it's that rare.
Yeah. It was pretty
bad.
Be
like, hey, excuse me, can you cook it more?
Yeah, I mean, don't you think it'd be gross
They'll be
at
like,
that point?
Yeah, no, of course, we can cook it more. Yeah, it's just really hard when you ask them to cook it less.
Yeah, you can't do that.
You
can't
uncook
away.
Something.
True. Just to
We're
be clear, we are not saying completely, like, boycott Applebee's. We are
saying it.
Don't go to the one on University.
Don't go to the Markleby's on University. That's what it's called.
Oh, it is the Markleby's.
Because Mark Brotherton always goes there.
For Bud Light.
Mark Brotherton, if you're listening, we love you, we promise.
I don't know why he'd be listening.
ACT listens.
Does he really?
Yes, he does.
Oh,
well,
hey.
We sent him a
Hello.
Episode.
ACT.
I don't know if he
actually passed
listen to
this morning. It was fun.
Yeah,
you
great.
Talked about Freud.
Hey-o.
Oh, he does love his Freud. Oh, he loves his
and
Seneca.
He
That's
had
his thing.
A very small, minor debate. Not even really a debate. Discussion with Brendan about because Brendan insisted that Freud did coke.
And Aaron
no,
said
of course,
no.
Of
and
course,
Aaron said
it has
no.
to be Brendan freaking Stearns who puts that out there. Of course it is.
Which one, Brendan?
Brendan, if you're listening to this.
The stage manager.
Do I know him? This will be so embarrassing.
Probably not.
I don't think you do.
Really?
I
must have seen him, though.
He worked on Line and Winter, but he did not work on Seminar, so I don't think you know him.
Well, I house managed.
And he's
so.
On Bernarda, so he didn't do Pentecost.
Hmm. This is mysterious.
And he wasn't on of the Ice.
We're going to Facebook him. We're going to Facebook him, as
was
Emma explains.
I don't... Was he props on of the Icing? Because I thought he was,
He wasn't props. Michael was props.
No, he was not. He was not on of the Icing. It was originally supposed to be him and Bridget on props, and then something happened. We're just talking shit about everybody in the theater program today.
No, we're not. I love Brendan. He's great.
I do, too, but I will shit-talk Brendan. We
oh
all know
goodness.
I will.
Brendan, I'm not shit-talking you. This is Sebastian speaking, by the way. Brendan, what's his last name?
Stearns.
S-T-E-A-R-N-S.
Wow, okay.
Jinx.
I already gave you a soda.
That's the reason I didn't say the rest of it. I just wanted to say Jinx.
Is he gorgeous?
His girlfriend thinks so.
That is not Brendan.
Oh.
Wait, hold on. What's this picture?
Yeah, that's not Brendan.
Wow, I just made this really shady. Let's see. There he is.
That's Brendan.
Oh, yeah, I know
that's
Brendan.
Brendan.
Yeah, Brendan. He's still gorgeous. Still gorgeous.
I didn't say he wasn't. I also didn't say he was.
We all have a crush on you here.
That's not true.
That's not true.
Just
he's like my brother.
It's just Sebastian.
Yeah, it's just Sebastian.
It's just me. But I have enough for the three of us. Just so you know, Brendan.
Brendan's like my brother. I can't say that about him. Okay. It'd be weird.
Yeah, that'd be a weird thing to say about your brother.
Yeah. You good?
Nope. Yeah, Lauren like totally just paused out of nowhere. She like had a glitch.
I don't have a brother, by the way.
You have a sister.
I do.
Really?
Sister, yeah.
Older, younger?
Older. I have an older sister.
Why are you getting those? Oh, my Lord.
Okay, keep going. I'm just...
I didn't bring anything.
I'm doing this while you're doing that. So explain.
I'm just playing with this. Okay, so I went home for spring break and I told my mom I did a podcast. And she was like, why didn't you send me the link? Also, we should send you home with like a send you back with like a bunch of freaking games. So I have a bag of games and I don't know. It's called IQ Challenge. Okay. The lateral thinking game.
That was so good. That was so
yes!
Cool.
No,
that can was anyone weak. Top that?
I apologize no. to my mother because she hates when I do that.
Does she listen to this?
I don't know, but I think my dad wants to.
Okay, so how to play. The puzzles contained in this game are suitable for all ages and levels, blah, blah, blah.
Of experience and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, normal we're not doing things. Solo. Are we doing it? So you can play this a couple of different ways. You can do it solo, you can do it as a team, or you can do it against other people.
Okay.
What do we want to do?
I want to do against.
Versus.
Oh, great. Let's turn this into a competition. It's a Friday night, and we're having a fucking competition.
You can't call this versus, because Rooster Teeth already owns that.
True.
Dang it. Also, Rooster Teeth, you're fantastic, and we love you.
True. Okay, so puzzling against others. First, decide whether you want to use the timer. If you do, tackle the puzzles using the same guidelines as timed solo puzzling, which I did not read, but we'll make a decision
we
about that.
We can go back to that.
Mm-hmm. Award yourself points if you solve them and hope that friendly puzzling doesn't turn into a battle of the brains. Oh, it will. If any of you listen to our Secret Hitler episode, it'll get
Lauren was
fucking
mad at me
heated.
After that one.
You were mad at
for
us.
Everything.
I was not
you
mad at anyone.
You kept calling us fascists.
You were fascists.
Only in the second game.
We were right. I actually don't remember how that game played out.
You should go back and listen to that.
We won.
Yeah, we won. We won. Hey-o. We could have won earlier. We could have won earlier. And I made that debate to you in the car.
I didn't trust them, and I'm sorry.
You should have. I had the votes. I was Hitler. It would have been great.
Honestly, I just wasn't paying attention to that side of the table very much.
Whatever. And Lauren's getting text messages. You will need to appoint a question master to ensure fair play and fair questioning. Some of the question cards have a picture of Professor McBrainy in the top right-hand corner. This means that if you answer the question within your time limit, you can attempt the bonus puzzle on the back of the card. If you answer this correctly, award yourself 2 bonus points.
What does Professor McBrainy look like?
It's like Einstein, just in cartoon form.
Oh, does someone own the rights to... Einstein?
It's that little
thing. Yeah, that's literally Einstein.
It's literally Einstein.
That's not Professor McBrainy.
I don't fucking know, dude. Yeah, that's how you play the game.
Cool. So we just answer questions that you ask us?
Yeah. So are we going to do a versus? Are we going to do a Lauren versus Sebastian first?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
sure.
We are.
Because I'll be question master this time.
Cool. Okay.
So first to 3... Shall we say?
First to 3. Oh, I see. Questions.
Yeah.
Oh, that was so obvious. Okay.
Yeah.
Edit that out. Thank you.
Just so you know, we also don't do a lot of editing out on this podcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought you had to because of Justin swearing.
We don't edit out the swearing.
We don't.
I have edited out one thing on this podcast,
mm-hmm.
aside from restarting the recording.
It was a poorly timed joke on Justin's
behalf.
Oh,
right. I
it's
remember
the
this.
The only
yeah.
thing we've...
Yeah.
Had to edit.
I have edited out one
it was
thing,
a funny
and
joke.
That is.
It was a funny joke.
It
the
was
only thing.
Poorly timed, though. That was the
well,
thing.
Yeah. It's always going to be poorly timed.
True.
Yeah.
So.
Which is probably why it was so funny. You know what I mean?
For those at home, it doesn't matter what this joke is because you're never going to hear it.
True.
Let me just run you through the joke real quick.
No.
okay,
we will throw you out
Justin
of this game.
Justin tried that.
All right. 2 out of 3. 2 out of 3. So I will stop.
Okay. Cool.
It'll be in the description under the video. Okay. Let's go.
This isn't a video, but okay.
Oh, right. I watch too much YouTube.
Yeah. All right. So I'm just going to pull out a section here, and I'm just going to, like, randomly shuffle this up. Bad shuffling. And the first question. All right. Who wants to go first? Rock, paper, scissors. Figure out who goes first.
Lauren goes first.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Okay.
Just do it.
Ready?
He's going to purposely lose.
Okay.
And Sebastian goes first.
Okay, I go first.
Okay, cool. So,
age before beauty.
Oh!
I mean,
high five me.
He's actually older than me, though. So.
I am.
I know, but I that's so the old. Joke.
You're not, though. All
right, so this question is appropriately titled April Fools.
Great, which is on Sunday as
it
well
is.
As Easter.
Oh,
happy Easter.
Shit. These happy are rated Easter. Different points.
Oh.
Yeah, give me shoot. The maximum points, please.
Hey. Okay, you know what? I'm going to put this away. I got to focus on what's happening over here.
We're going to fucking ignore the point value. Okay.
Everything's worth 1 point.
Yeah.
Guess
this
what
game.
It is right now? Fun to fun.
Fun
what?
To fun.
It's fun to fun.
Okay, cool. So this is called April Fool. What can be seen in the middle of March and April that cannot be seen at the beginning or end of either month? Time starts now.
Did you figure it out?
I did.
That what happens? What? Can you reread the question?
What can be seen in the middle of March and April that cannot be seen at the beginning or end of either month?
Can I steal it?
Is it
Give
the
him
letter,
a chance.
Is it the letter R?
It is.
It is. Oh, okay, good. Congrats. Yay.
Yay. So I get how many points from that one?
You get 1 point.
Because we're doing all of them are worth 1 point.
Yeah, we're completely ignoring the points values that are on the cards.
So you're telling me I could answer like a PhD level question and still only get 1 point.
Yes.
And your question could be like,
this game
what
is
animal
for
goes
kids
meow?
10 and up, so sure.
Okay.
Just so, really resisting so think
the
like
rules.
Middle to high school level questions, probably.
Yeah, that's okay. What they are.
Things that we
but,
don't
but,
remember
like,
now.
Like to be fair, that was a 1 point question.
Yeah. Actually, this question, the rating on it was 2 points.
Oh,
how high do the points go?
I don't know. The next card has a 12 on it.
I mean,
so.
We can go by
wow.
points if you want.
I mean, we can, and then we'd have to figure out like
that's fine
how many rounds we'd go, and then tally it up at the end.
You know what? Let's
just find
three questions.
Find cards that are the same point value. Two cards of each point value.
Yeah. Okay.
And just match it up.
So you just answered a 2. So
give me a 30. Just bump it up.
I have to give Lauren a 2
I got
first.
That one. Like that. I wasn't. That was good
okay,
for me.
Okay. Ready?
Okay.
Yeah. I have to give Lauren a 2. Okay. No, haven't started it yet. Okay. Cool. So this is called Pick and Mix. Charlie Chu worked behind the Pick and Mix candy counter at his local store every Saturday. He is a fit and healthy 21-year-old, 2 meters, 6'5" tall, with a size.
Why is this British?
I don't know. With the size 112 centimeters, 44-inch chest, and size 12 feet. What does he normally weigh? Why is this 2 points?
It's a fruit mart, right? He weighs fruit.
No, he works at the candy counter.
What does he weigh?
Yeah.
Works at the... Is the answer on the back? Can I read the card?
Yeah.
I want to read the front of the card.
Read the front of the card, but the answer's on the back.
Pick and mix candy counter. He weighs candy.
That's actually the answer. Yeah, I didn't realize until I like turned
it
over.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't get it.
I thought actually, it was fruit. It's candy. My bad.
I mean, this has a Professor McBrainy on it, so you could answer the question on the back for bonus points.
There's more?
There's if it has the stupid little Einstein on it.
I didn't get the opportunity for a
because
Professor
because yours didn't, but I do want to ask this question.
Ignore those and we'll just
okay
let's do this question for fun. Whoever comes with
yeah.
the answer first can
yep.
answer it.
Okay, 2 days ago Charlie was 20. Next year he will be 23. How can this be possible?
Because
two days
it's
ago.
New Year's Day.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she got okay. it.
That's
yeah.
Today is the I would have gotten there to be fair.
Charlie's birthday was on the 31st of December yesterday when he was 21. The day before yesterday, he was 20. He will be 22 this year and 23 the next year.
Good job.
Hey-o.
Good job. That was good. That was really good.
So she got one plus thanks. An extra bonus question, bonus point.
We're not counting bonus points.
We're not counting. We're just doing it for fun.
No,
we're
just for fun.
But technically,
fun.
You guys both got 2 because they were both 2 points.
Okay.
All right. Cool. So... I got 2 here with 4 points. Let's go for them.
Okay.
All right. Sebastian, this question is called Room with a View. A man lives in a house where all of the windows and all of the rooms on each side of the house face in the same direction. Where does he live?
They all face in the same direction?
Mm-hmm.
What, does he live on, like, the North Pole?
Yeah.
Got it.
Oh.
Is there a McBrainy on it?
It is. It is a McBrainy.
Hey.
I forgot to leave the timer.
Okay.
All right. a Spears got
New Year's Day. Did I get it?
No, fuck okay, you. Okay, okay. A Spears got 3, a Circle's got 2, but a Point hasn't got any. What?
A Sphere has 3.
Mm-hmm.
A Circle has 2.
Mm-hmm.
E's. It's a letter E.
No.
What was the question? I'm really trying to get it before
a
Lauren.
A Spears got 3.
Spear.
Yeah.
Not Sphere. Sphere. It's an F. Sphere.
Round thing.
Okay.
It's got 3. A Circle's got 2, but
oh,
a
dimensions.
Point. Yeah. Nicely done.
Nice.
Well done.
All right, Lauren, you ready?
Yeah.
Stop. Put down your phone.
Hold
Stop
on.
Texting.
Bree texted me.
Which one's Bree?
My little.
She's adorable
she
and I love
manager?
Her.
No. No, she's not in theater.
Oh.
She's actually working on switching to a film major.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
nice. Go Bree.
That's awesome. Okay, this one's called Last Legs. Hiding under a table at his sister's birthday party, Ben can see 8 pairs of legs walking around in the living room. After a while, he watches everybody go into an adjoining room to get some food. How is it that there are 6 legs in the living room?
He watches what?
You wanna have the card?
Yes.
Have the card. Just don't look at the back. I'm watching you.
This is the back?
That is the back.
Okay. The legs of the table.
Can I see the card again? Because I don't remember. Yeah, they're Ben's legs plus the 4 table legs.
Yeah.
And there's no extra question on it. All right, cool. Last round. Y'all are tied. Congrats.
Hey.
This is going to break it.
Is it?
If I can find 2 cards with the same... Oh, there's an 11,
there's
and then there's another 11.
Oh,
cards.
Great.
Yes,
so
I realize that.
We're jumping from, what, 4 to 11?
Yeah, we're jumping from 4 to 11.
I mean, I wanted to go from 2 to 30.
Because
so.
That's fair.
Fuck everything. Yeah. My game, my rules. Okay.
Okay.
So, Sebastian, this is called Time Twins.
Time Twins.
2 brothers have newborn babies exactly 10 hours old. One baby was born in the evening, the other at midday. How can this be?
I want to look at it.
Hold on, let me see the. Okay, got it.
Okay. Is there a timer on this?
There is now. I keep forgetting there's a timer. For those of you listening at home, if you want to try to solve the puzzle before Sebastian.
They're on the opposite sides of the world.
And that is the answer. One brother lives in Singapore, and his baby was born at 8 p.m. The other baby was born at midday on a winter's day in England, which is 8 hours behind.
The illustration on that is helpful.
Boom.
Because it makes you visualize that it's day somewhere and night somewhere else.
Yeah,
I like that.
Okay, cool. Oh, there is a bonus question on the back.
Okay, let's do it.
Which letter comes next in this sequence? A, 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 A. This one's very stupid. I'm just gonna.
It's stupid.
It's very stupid.
The sequence is A, 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 A.
Yeah, what's the next one that comes?
Well, we all know it's not gonna be A.
It's not A. We're gonna ignore the timer. If y'all give up, then it's fine because this one's stupid.
Stupid in what way?
Like it's a joke.
Sort of.
Okay.
I will mention this. The question that just happened, think about that.
Oh, N?
No, but you're close. I can see the thought process. E. Because all 4 of those letters are the...
Continents.
Yeah, continents.
The first letter for continents. Europe.
Nice. Yeah.
I forgot Europe was a continent.
Yeah, Europe's a continent. So that's why I was like,
what's
think
N?
About
what
the question.
N?
North America.
Oh, North America.
They're in alphabetical order.
Yeah.
I just missed Europe.
Yep. I mean, fuck Europe, right?
No, I love Europe. I want to go.
All right, so
let's go to Europe. Forget the podcast.
Honestly,
let's go to Europe.
I would
go.
Love to. Let's
go.
Do.
Sounds good.
Oh shit,
right
we're gonna have to wait 6 weeks. I mean, A, I've got celebrates and finals. B, my passport's not updated.
A, A, A.
And you can get out of the studio.
I can't because you don't know how to work the board.
It's true.
Oh, wow.
No, that's true. That's not just a burn on me. That's very true. All right. Lauren, this one's a bit of a long one, so you're probably going to have the card for this one.
Okay.
This one is called Foregone Conclusion. There's a bunch of tools on the front.
Okay. I know how to use tools.
On her first day at the Adult Education Center, a receptionist has to deliver an urgent message to Pete Smith in the car mechanics course. His wife has suddenly gone into labor.
Oh, no.
The receptionist rushes into the classroom of some 20 people. How does she instantly know who to give the message to, even though she has never met the man before?
That's long.
It is long.
Time.
They're mechanics. They all have name tags on there.
That makes sense, but it's actually not the answer.
That should be the answer.
That should be the answer, but that's not.
In the car mechanics course.
That was a good one.
That was no,
like
it was
two.
Not. That wasn't.
That was a two.
I'd give it a one.
Really?
Yeah.
No, there was something
I've done much better. Trust me.
Really?
I've done better.
Is
yeah.
Is he okay. The only guy in the class?
Bingo, you got it. And with that, we completely tie the game.
Wow. Okay. Well, let's just call Lauren.
I like this. It breaks gender stereotypes.
I know.
Can I read it?
It's a car mechanics class.
Yeah. How does the
girls
receptionist
learning about cars?
Yeah. Mm. How does the receptionist know? It's because he's the only guy in the class.
Awesome.
I like it.
I love that.
This game breaks. When was this game?
Here, I can just. You
Do
can
we
go
wanna
against Lauren. And I'll just read him.
What is that? No. I want to read him.
Oh, okay. Lauren, let's read
him. Okay. So are we determining Lauren the winner of this? Or
yeah,
do
we
want to
give her the winner?
Or
but we tied.
Yeah, it's okay.
Or do we want to do a bonus question for the win?
Okay, let's do a
bonus
question.
All right, cool.
Wait, is this like we
Whoever
have to.
Whoever gets the answer first.
Oh, I'm going to feel so pressured. You're just going to win. Okay, when you get the answer, can you not say it? Like, when you get the answer, can you just, like, give me a sign and then we can reveal our answers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, you know what we should do? When you have your answer, we'll both check in, like, put your hand on the table and be like, okay, I have my answer.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll both say it, and whoever's right.
And I'll time it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, cool. Y'all ready?
Mm-hmm.
What gets wetter as it dries? Jesus Christ.
I know it. We both know it.
Hold on. Lauren did say it first.
She did.
It's a towel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
what it is.
It was very stupid. Cool. Congratulations. Lauren's the winner. So she gets the stack
I'm
of cards.
I'm clapping for Lauren.
Thank you.
She deserved that.
All right.
I'll clap for you because you did really well.
Well, thank you.
So winner of round one went to Lauren, or game one, or whatever the hell we're doing.
Who knows?
I don't know.
Okay. Let me just grab some of these cards so I can find point matches. Ten, five. We shouldn't go back to five. 6, 10, 6, 1, 9, 8, 11, 2, 12.
I feel like you could do an entire episode around what's going on right now.
Honestly.
Like, Emma's on her phone.
Okay, legit.
I'm keeping track of, like, who's
have
winning.
Have you listened?
Because
yeah, have you?
We did an episode on coloring.
Really?
We did.
Hey, I did not get to finish coloring my ocean scene.
Didn't I give you the book, though?
No.
Ooh. Do you not have it?
No, you held on to them.
Oh, did I? I thought I let you keep yours. Nope. I thought I took Justin's away from his.
Okay.
From him.
We're gonna do 10, then 11, then 12. Cool.
Okay.
Cool.
Emma, you're still keeping score. I need the timer.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Here we go. Rock, paper, scissors, see who goes first.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Okay.
Sebastian goes first.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You won! Dumbass! Wow.
You know how rock, paper, scissors works?
Evidently
not.
Country.
It's true.
Is it called paper, scissors, rock where you're from?
Yeah, something like
yeah.
that.
Is
yeah.
Is it
yeah.
really? It's called something different everywhere except America. In America, it's called rock, paper, scissors, but everywhere, else, everywhere it's else, paper, scissors,
it's
rock.
Paper, scissors,
rock. And it's the weirdest thing. I mean,
you
also
know what's weird, though? I've heard a British guy call it paper, scissors, rock, and then when he abbreviates it, he'll say RPS.
Well, that's weird.
And I'm like, dude, you switched the order. What are you doing?
Yeah, it's PSR. Or maybe PSR stands for something else.
I don't want to.
Oh, my gosh.
Who knows?
I'm not going to ask questions.
Sounded weird coming out of my mouth.
So, Sebastian, for 10 points. A man lived all by himself. He never went out, and no one ever visited him.
Mm-hmm.
One day, he watered all his plants, turned off all the lights, and left the building, never to return again. His action resulted in the death of 6 men. Why?
Let me read it.
What was that look for?
It's an interesting riddle. I like the answer.
Okay.
It's probably a difficult answer to come by, but
is it really? Oh man. Okay. I have to forget you guys are here. Feel free to talk amongst yourselves.
You didn't start the timer.
No, I didn't.
That's okay. She doesn't have to.
Yes, she does.
Hey, I believe in you.
Thank you.
Hey, Emma.
Did she get the answer?
No.
She made a face. Why are you making faces?
Nothing. It's fine. It's all good. I don't know. My
answer
did not make
faces back
at
you.
Okay. This is great podcast material. I hate that you can do the rolling thing with your eyebrows because I can't do it. I can't. I can't even like cock an eyebrow. Like both of them go. I can't do that. I can't.
Okay. Time is going to run out. I'm going to lose the question, but I don't want to know the answer yet.
Okay.
I'm going to keep trying to figure this out.
Okay.
So if the timer runs out, I will have lost.
That's fine.
But I just don't want to know.
I mean, that's fine.
I mean, Emma has a question to go too, so.
True. Oh my gosh. I'm just going to watch the time go. Okay. I lost the question. Okay. I've officially lost, but I'm still trying to figure it out.
Okay. Go for it. You're fine.
Lauren and I will have a conversation. That's fine. And that concludes our conversation. I had to.
That was exactly what Justin would have done.
I know. Oh, God. Am I turning into Justin?
No.
He'd be
proud
of me.
We're filling in for his absence.
True. He'd be proud of me, though.
Justin, we hope you feel better.
Seriously.
Also, if you don't listen to this episode, I'm going to be really sad.
I will admit I have not listened to our episodes yet because I have not had the time to listen to our episodes. That's been the problem.
See,
know my life.
I don't have the time to listen to them either, but I edit them, so I have to listen to them.
I know.
I literally listened to them twice all the way through.
Yeah, you've told me that. And I hate myself. It's fine.
Don't hate yourself.
Also, look at this Avengers temporary tattoo I put on myself last night.
Oh my gosh, where did you get that?
Like
a vending
that.
Machine?
No. Do you remember when we were at Publix like several months ago?
Yeah.
Was I with you? Yeah, and there was like those 50 Avengers tattoos for like $3. And I bought them.
Oh my gosh.
I've been going through them slowly. Problem is I couldn't put them on when I was filming. I have a film out. Well, it's not out yet.
It's a short film.
It's a short film. It's called New Wings. Look it up on YouTube. It'll be out April 21st.
Yeah.
Gotta plug my thing. Well, at least that's what I've been told.
Franklin.
Knowing my director, that may not be it. Why am
also,
I trash talking my own film? No.
Franklin.
It's gonna be great.
If you listen to this
I'm gonna
some odd reason,
send him the friggin' link.
Hi. Escape rooms are fun.
Yeah. Escape rooms are really fun.
Your British accent needs some work, but...
drag him,
no.
My director.
No, he was great. It was,
no, he's great.
It was
just
so much fun.
Oh, he's wonderful, and he's amazing.
I
I've known
go back.
Him for
can
years.
Can we go back?
My God, yes.
Franklin, can you get us in? I don't have another $30.
I keep getting freaking emails for discounts, but I don't remember if they're for the other one we went to or for Mindbender.
I'll go to either. Let's do it.
Mindbender's hard. It's hard.
Mindbender is hard. We should start with the easier one.
Yeah.
Also, if it is for Mastermind, we can go back and do the harder rooms because their rooms were easier.
Yeah, true. Hey, Sebastian.
Mm-hmm.
You want to come to Jacksonville?
You want to come to Jacksonville? We're planning escape rooms.
Oh, really?
We're really good at escape rooms, actually.
There's escape rooms here, too.
Yeah, I know there are. My mom told me to not go to the ones here because she doesn't want me spending any more money on escape rooms.
That's so funny.
I went to 3 during spring break. 3.
Hey.
Within 4 days. What's up?
I worked on Friday, so when I get paid, we'll go.
Yes.
All the way in Jacksonville?
No, we can go to one here.
We can go to one here, yeah.
I have... Derek works at one here, and I said I wanted to go to the one he works at. So
oh yeah, we should totally try them out and see how they are compared to Mastermind and Mindbender. If you haven't figured it out,
see if there's a range of difficulty.
Yeah, if you haven't figured it out, Lauren and I are from the same place, which we only figured out like after 6 months of knowing each other. It took us that long or something like that.
Pretty much.
And we went home, both of us, during spring break. And
how you doing over there, Sebastian?
I'm struggling.
don't look at the back. The picture gives it away.
Oh, does it
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I do want to know the answer to this, and I also want to move on.
Yeah, no, you should ask her a question.
Okay.
While Sebastian's still trying to figure this out. Okay.
Emma.
What's up?
4 friends were walking back home together after leaving the library. It says pub.
Say pub then. That might be important.
True.
4 friends were walking back home together after leaving the pub. Mm-hmm. It started to rain, so they began to run.
Okay.
3 of them got soaking wet hair, but one of them didn't, even though he was not wearing a hat or carrying an umbrella. Neither did he stop to take shelter. How could this be?
Hoodie? Wait, he's bald. He's bald.
Yeah.
Yes! Got it!
Is that a 10 point?
That was 10 point.
That was 10 point.
Okay, so mine is comparable to that.
Yep. Apparently.
Okay, I'm overthinking this.
I don't think you are. All
right, give me my next one.
What are your thoughts on this one?
I don't want to reveal how stupid I'm being right now.
No.
But I honestly want to know this
answer. I want to know your thought process.
I don't want to reveal it because you're going to be like, you are so stupid.
I'm not going to judge you.
Yeah,
yes,
we
you
will.
Are.
No.
We're not going to judge you. I can't say
this
what
is a
our
judgment
viewers
free
will
zone.
Do.
This is not a judgment free zone.
No,
this
seriously,
is.
It is.
We both love you. Our viewers may think differently, but we love you in this room. So
okay,
go ahead. We want to know.
I'm feeling the love.
Finally.
So with riddles, I always try to like hold on to something. I'm like, what am I focusing on here?
Yeah.
And with this one, I don't even know where to begin to focus. Are you going to solve it? Lauren is extending a
hand
to me.
Well, here's the thing. Lauren knows the answer.
Yeah, Lauren knows the answer.
So
it's her.
I was
going to
give you a focus point.
A focus point.
So that you can figure it out. Turned off all the lights. Nice rhythm you got there.
Thanks.
Is it like a hospital?
No.
And he like turned off the life support system of 6 men?
No.
Without realizing because he's so old and senile?
No, he turned off the lights.
Can I see it?
But the lights are
kind of
are
like
important.
Zoned out.
Yeah.
Also, don't look at Emma because you can see the back of the
lights part. Are important here.
Hold on, I'm turning it this way.
One light in particular. See. It could very easily have been more or less than 6 men.
Yeah, I'm a little stumped on this one, too.
I feel like you would have been stumped if you had not known the answer.
I'm looking at the answer. Oh, my God.
Am I overthinking?
Jesus Christ.
I'm overthinking.
Do you want the answer?
No,
I can find you another 10-point question, because this one's way harder
this
than the
one,
other one.
This one does not deserve to be
a
10-point question.
Don't tell me the answer, because I'm still thinking.
That was hard. This is not a 10-pointer. This is like a 20-pointer.
It's
ridiculous. I didn't get it until I turned it over and went, holy fucking shit.
Okay. I'm thinking. I'm thinking so hard.
I want to tell you. Okay.
Yeah, don't tell them.
I won't. I'm not doing it. Here's your new question.
Okay.
How many Nobel Peace Prize winners were born in Switzerland? That is the entire question.
This isn't a riddle, is it?
Not really. It's a logic puzzle.
It's a logic puzzle?
Yep.
Can you repeat it?
Hey, timer.
How many Nobel Peace Prize winners were born in Switzerland?
Let me hold this in
my hand. If you're playing along at home... Try to figure it out before Sebastian.
Which will probably be easy.
I have a guess, but I don't know if we're doing steals because I don't think steals are fair.
Come tell me.
No. Let's see if Sebastian gets it.
But text it to me.
Oh, yeah. We have our phones. What, you fucking know it? Why do I have 38 fucking... Here's the thing. You know what? While Sebastian is solving this out, I'd like to say an open fuck you to my friends who are in my creative writing class who, on Tuesday night, made the decision to form a group chat. And I swear to God, over the past 3-4 days, what day is today? We have exchanged over 2,000 messages. I swear to God.
Oh my gosh.
I swear. We're all fucking writers, and it's been a disaster. And I think they went out to Olive Garden without me. So, fuck y'all. Thanks for the support.
Okay, I don't want the answer again. I'm still trying to figure this out. So I'm already like back. I'm backed up on questions here.
Dude.
Is this one also obvious? This is obvious? Is this obvious? Do you know the answer?
It's semi-obvious. Once you get there, it's obvious.
Well.
This is equivalent to the bald question.
Is it something like there's no such thing as a Nobel Peace? Or there's something about it. Like, it's not called a Nobel Peace Prize.
Something along those lines.
Yeah.
But it's not about the Peace Prize.
What, that there are no winners of it?
I got it. Okay.
Wait, did she get it?
But do you know why? Because you gotta know why. That's half the answer.
Shit. No, I don't.
So I did not get it correct just now.
What did you say? What was your answer?
I said there were no winners.
No, that's part of
it. It's not that there's no winners. The answer is zero.
Yeah.
So you're correct.
And I texted it to Lauren. I got it correct, and that's why she was nodding at me. It just, the why part is confusing me.
Read the question again.
Because Switzerland is neutral, right?
No,
is that
that
why?
Has nothing to do with it.
I don't know.
They're neutral when it comes to peace, so they don't
well,
get
not
award.
Necessarily why it comes
how
to
how many no,
wait, is it because they're the ones who award it every year?
No.
Wait. I'm so nervous because Emma's gonna blurt it out, and I'm gonna feel so stupid.
How many? I'm literally like, I'm just throwing darts at a board here. I got nothing. I didn't get that.
Hang on, I'm gonna mute my mic for a sec.
He can still hear you.
Sure, I can hear you in real life.
Yeah.
I hate this.
Talk into the mic.
My answer would be like, oh, Switzerland's not a country, but it's a country.
Switzerland is definitely a country.
Well, that would be like a great way to ask.
Our
it.
Apologies to anyone like, in Switzerland who happens to come across this.
Oh wait, but that wouldn't even matter because Switzerland.
I need
could
to.
Be
I need to see the answer.
Then,
this
oh
thing is
gosh.
Driving me up the wall.
Is it stupid?
It's stupid.
Oh, my
Sebastian,
gosh.
It's stupid.
How many Nobel Peace Prize winners were born in Switzerland?
That emphasis you just put?
Keep it.
I hate this. I feel so stupid. I have a really good riddle for you guys, though. Well, I'll save it for
okay.
later.
Okay. I hate it so much. I hate that answer. It's so stupid. I would not have come to that conclusion myself.
Would you, Lauren? Would you have come up with it?
I mean, maybe
probably.
Given time.
No,
at some point.
Nah. Pass the timer?
I don't know.
See, I feel so pressured with you guys because
so
I love riddles.
Oh, I love riddles too.
I do too.
I love logic puzzles and riddles and strategy
I have
stuff. And
what's it called? Like test taking anxiety?
Oh, honey.
No.
Oh, honey.
I'm sorry. We didn't mean to stress you out or anything. Emma, did you break it?
No, I did not, actually.
Emma just
broke
the
did
speaker.
Not
I mean
break
the
mic. This snapped over here.
Okay, this one is stressed, too. So
yeah, I did not break it. Sebastian.
We should send them an email and let them know
yeah,
that
we
these
should.
Are degrading.
Mm-hmm. It is okay to give in.
No,
I'm
you're
going
to
give, you
give
know.
Emma her next question. I'll figure it out.
Okay.
I'm going to go for 11-pointer.
Yep.
Cool.
Amanda was a passionate sprinter who was well known for her conservative views. Yet on hearing that O'Reilly had married two women without divorcing either of them, and with neither woman divorcing him or dying, she was neither shocked or outraged. Why?
Card. Mormonism? That's the only answer Four I've minutes. Got. Can you go ahead and like flip the timer over?
Oh my gosh, I love it.
Oh my gosh. It's the only, like, that's the first answer that jumped into my head. It's got to be something religious related, right?
Somehow, I don't think so.
Can I tell you the answer to the first one now?
No.
Oh my gosh.
Still trying to figure it out.
You're killing me.
I have like two on my mind right now.
Killing me inside.
Oh.
Did you look at the answer?
No, I didn't. Okay. I held the card up like that, but I never looked at the back of it.
Okay.
He married two women, as in like he was the pastor between them. Is that the answer? Or like the dude who like officiated the wedding? Is that it?
He was a priest who had conducted two marriage ceremonies. They weren't marrying each other.
Oh,
but they were two women.
Got it.
In separate marriages.
Yeah.
I mean, they could have been marrying each other.
They could have been marrying each other, but that's why I like hesitated because she was like, but she has conservative views, so maybe she wouldn't be about that. Even though on this podcast, we are completely for it. Like, marry who the fuck you want. Just don't marry an animal because that's fucking weird.
How many Nobel Peace Prize winners were born in Switzerland?
Still stuck on this.
Zero.
Because?
Nobody is.
Stop it. Don't say it.
I'm not saying it.
I'm stopping there.
Do not. Oh, is someone calling you?
Yeah.
Are you ignoring them?
I am.
Oh, I definitely answered my phone on the podcast once.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Kirsten started talking about scuba diving at Epcot.
Cool. Oh, that's a fun cool conversation.
Yeah.
Oh, I still have Sebastian's card in front of me, his first one.
Yeah, don't you dare give me the answer.
Don't flip it over.
I'm not.
Here you go.
Thanks.
Okay. Have it back. Lauren, if we'd like to move on, I can do my 12 point.
Yeah, do it.
Okay.
Because I think I'm winning.
Legit.
I am winning.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith have twin daughters.
Okay.
June was born in March, and her twin sister May was born in June. How can this be?
Okay. Easy. Because it was born on the cusp. She was born at night on May 30th or 31st or whatever the end of May is. And then the sister was born on the early mornings of June 1st.
Nope.
Is that not the answer?
Nope.
The fuck?
You gotta flip the timer.
Yeah, flip the timer and then give me the fucking card. Give me the card. Hold on. June was born in March. Twin sister May was born in June.
Let me see.
This makes zero sense to me. How? Twin
daughters. This is a ridiculous answer.
Oh, lovely.
Can I see it? What if I get this one?
If you get this one, then okay. I'll give you the 12 points. That's not a problem.
The thing that you said about months.
Yeah.
March and June are not sequential months.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. I thought you said May. I got very confused.
May is her name.
May is her name in March. One of them was born in March and then the other one in June. I thought you said May and I got a little confused. June was born in May, but June was born in March, but May was born in June.
Yes.
How can that be? Science.
Because one is something and the other is not that something. Hey, look, a performance report.
Is it? I'm about to run out of time. Is it because of science? Was it because it was two separate embryos impregnated into two different women? And then,
no.
Okay. I'm trying to get scientific on this. I got nothing, y'all.
That wouldn't be twins.
True. My time's out. Fuck. Oh, man. I have no idea.
The show is driving me crazy.
I mean, I feel. What's the fucking answer? I don't understand.
Do you want me to tell you?
Yes, I give up. I want to know.
June is a month. March is a town. They were born in the town of March in the month of June. That's a dumb name for a
That's
town.
That's fucking, yeah. I was about to like, what the fuck? Who the fuck names their town March? That's dumb.
I agree.
And confuse it, and I hate it.
Sebastian, do you have an answer yet?
Yeah, come on, dude.
If you don't have an answer in the next 10 minutes, we're telling you.
No, don't do this to me. I want to know. I want to figure it out.
Okay, well, I have another question to ask you.
Okay, I'm like, I'm back.
Is this his 11 point?
Here's your other one.
Yes, I'm not.
This is his 11 point.
I'm not.
Don't give me
I'll give
any
him.
Of these.
Yeah, I'm not giving you the points for those, and right now I'm winning.
That's fine, yeah. For sure. There's no way I'm winning.
Two couples share a box of 10 identically wrapped chocolates containing 4 milk and 6 plain chocolates. Each couple picks 5 chocolates out of the box. Which is more likely, that a couple will have all the milk chocolates or no milk chocolates in their selection?
I need to read that for myself. All right.
I think I know the answer.
You can text it to me.
Wait, is there has to be a reasoning behind it, right?
I don't think so. It's just the answer for this one. Yeah. I mean, there is a reason behind it, but I don't really care if you get it or not. I was angry.
Because I'm figuring this out in my head.
I don't understand something.
What?
What's the difference between milk chocolate and plain chocolate? What does that mean?
I think what it's filled
with. Google.
Milk chocolate? Isn't
the point is not what type of chocolate it is. It's just that they're two different types.
Think of one.
I just
think
don't
one
like
is
this because
milk chocolate and the other one is dark chocolate. Just
yeah.
But
just
why would they say plain chocolate?
I don't
Wouldn't you
know.
Assume that
I'm
milk chocolate
Googling.
Is the plain chocolate? Like if you get a Hershey's.
Personally, I prefer
dark chocolate. I prefer dark chocolate always.
I prefer semi-sweet.
Oh, really? I like bitter chocolate. I like bitter things in general.
I'm a bitter person, so I like my chocolate semi-sweet.
Oh,
yeah,
damn.
Because, you know, sometimes I'm nice and sometimes I'm not. One might say that I am semi-sweet.
Now, everything I'm Googling is dark chocolate versus milk chocolate. I don't know what just straight up chocolate is.
A bean would that from be a tree.
I mean, that, but like, would that be the semi-sweet?
No, that'd be bitter. It'd be dark chocolate. Plain chocolate?
Yeah.
I'm betting is dark chocolate.
Okay.
Because it would be chocolate without all the milk and sugar and stuff.
True. Did you ever flip over the timer?
I mean, I think I did, but you
I
know
mean,
what?
I think he's out of time anyway.
Well, now it's been flipped, so.
A man is alone on a sunbaked prairie in southern Canada when a fire breaks out and begins spreading rapidly in his direction, aided by the strong westerly wind. He has no means of transport to escape and no water to try and put the fire out. How does the man save himself from the ravages of the fire by making use of a box of matches in his pocket?
He sets fire to himself and transcends into a different astral plane.
That'd be one way of doing it.
He saves himself, technically, by dying. It's a little fucking morbid. Okay, Emma, shut the hell up now.
I mean, if Justin can get away with the stuff he says,
I mean,
I think you're fine.
I think I would be okay at this point.
This one sort of makes sense, but it's not a straightforward answer.
Okay. Is that the other one from Sebastian's?
Yep.
Yeah, here's
this
the thing. The
me?
Time is out on both of them.
Yeah.
Well, the time's out on that
so
one.
So
and
I
then
have four of them that I just cannot figure out for the life of me.
I think I know the answer to the 11 point that you're handing in.
What is the answer to this one?
When I was originally thinking about it, I was like, well, I think it's more likely that since there's 4 milk chocolate and 6, say, dark chocolate or mm-hmm. any other kind of chocolate, my thing was, well, it would be more likely for one of the couple to have no milk chocolate. But then I was like, wait, but then that would leave the other with all of them. So my idea was that it was 50-50. Is that the answer?
That's exactly it.
Boom!
And that is the reasoning too. So
yeah,
A plus.
Because I was like texting you the answer, and I was like, wait.
Oh,
a sec.
I was going in a completely different direction with
that. What direction were you going in? Is what I want
to
know.
I was trying to. Well, the thing that like caught me off guard was, like.
Those are just
I just
the
was
ones we
I wasn't paying
to
attention to the question is what I was doing. I was trying to get really like mathy about it. That was my downfall.
Always pay attention to what it's asking.
Okay, how many Nobel Peace Prize winners were born in Switzerland?
Yeah, we're back on this fucking question.
Zero. The answer's still zero.
The answer's still zero.
Because I just don't know why. I don't know. Zero because.
You're going to hate yourself when I tell you this.
You're seriously going to hate yourself.
Don't you do it. Don't you do it.
Eventually, here's the thing. Eventually, we've got to end this episode, so you need to, like...
Oh, you don't even... Don't tell me. I will leave the studio, and you can
tell
everyone the
answer. And you haven't gotten to be Question Master yet.
Yeah,
oh,
you
I
haven't.
Haven't gotten to be
no.
Question Master. Okay, we can just move
be
on, and I'll just keep thinking about these.
Sebastian.
These are going to drive me insane.
This makes
I refuse.
Me sad.
I refuse. Why does this
All right,
make you
let's
sad?
Go.
It makes me sad.
Why? Because I'm so pathetic that I can't...
No, Sebastian.
Which part makes you sad? I'm confused.
Just the fact that you won't let us tell you.
Yeah.
You're very stubborn. Has anyone told you that?
I refuse to believe that.
That you're stubborn?
It's him being stubborn.
Wait, what was
called committed.
Tomato, tomato, bitch.
Excuse you?
I love you.
We have this unspoken and yet spoken rule between Emma and I that she doesn't curse at me because I don't curse.
Yeah, and I just broke the rule and I'm apologizing right now, especially since she bought me dinner tonight. I love you.
I love you.
This one makes no sense.
It does, though.
It makes sense, but also like...
It makes sense, but also what logical person would do that?
Exactly. If you want to go ahead and like,
I love that song.
Find
it's a lighthouse.
It is.
Yeah.
It's a lighthouse.
Okay,
he works
cool.
at a lighthouse.
So got that one. Woo! Only took me.
How long have we been here?
Just took me a little bit. That's all. It's all.
Yeah. So for those of you,
okay, you got to come back and we got to play a different game.
Yeah, because this has been frustrating.
Maybe one that's more fun.
Well, this has been frustrating for him, but
it has
for you
been.
And I.
I feel so much pressure.
Yeah, for those of you who had forgotten Sebastian's first question of suspicious circumstances with the lights, the answer was he works at a lighthouse and he killed...
He turned the lights off so people crashed into the rocks.
Yep.
How sad.
I swear I've heard that one before.
I've never heard it.
I've heard something at
hey,
least
Emma.
Similar to it. Hey, Lauren.
I got a murder mystery for you.
Okay, let's go.
A woman and her friend...
Uh-huh.
Are having lunch at her house. They're just talking, playing cards, whatever.
Okay.
Her husband offers her a drink, gives her a sweet tea with
cyanide.
With ice in it.
Cyanide.
Takes a sip, hands it to her. And leaves.
He took the antidote.
No. can you let me finish telling?
No.
Some time passes, and the woman we're talking is sitting there, and the woman just
drops dead.
So her friend is really confused, is like, what's happening? And the police are trying to figure out how she died.
How did she die?
Heart attack.
Nope.
She's allergic to something.
Nope.
She's just old?
No.
Cyanide.
Where?
In the ice.
The ice melted.
The ice melted, yeah! I knew I was going to get that.
One.
I knew it was poison. I knew it was poison, but I was just like, either he took the antidote or it was somewhere else. Bam.
Don't poison your friends.
Is that what we've concluded from today? Don't poison your friends.
Yes.
You want to grab... three sets that match.
Yeah, I can do that.
Hey, it's going to be the winner of first round versus winner of second round. Sebastian. Darling.
I'm still thinking.
Darling, come on.
Don't reveal it.
Okay.
Don't do it.
I really want to reveal it. Okay.
Just let him.
All right. To our viewers at home, have you figured it out yet? I guarantee you have.
I'd be so mad.
Please don't.
I'd be
okay.
So mad.
I'm not going to. I was just wondering. That was honestly me wondering. I was
like it
you
when
think
my
he'd
friends
be so pissed off at me?
Aren't angry at me.
Well, he wouldn't be angry at you. He'd be angry at me.
True.
But then
I'm
he'd
staring
be upset with both of us.
Aw.
He could never be upset at you.
People can be upset at me.
People. How? You're perfect.
That's not true.
She's bitter, remember?
No, that's me.
Oh, right.
I'm usually more sassy than
true.
Outwardly bitter.
You're sassy, I'm bitter. And then there's Justin, who's off the fucking walls.
Together, we...
All right, you want to take a break from the Switzerland question to be our game master?
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, am I starting?
Can I? I'm not.
What up? No, talk to me. What's up?
I was going to say something about that without giving you the answer.
This one?
Yeah.
The Swiss? Okay. What?
Just about any other award could be substituted for the Nobel Peace Prize in that question.
Yeah, true.
That's what I figured. I really...
So that is unimportant to the question.
Yeah.
They make you think it is by putting Switzerland as the country.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say this as well. Things. Any other country could be substituted in for Switzerland. If that helps. Which I don't know if it does.
Yeah, so...
For those of you who are playing at home, have you figured
you
it out?
If you read to Emma first, that...
We not rock, paper, scissoring this?
Beauty Parade.
This is...
That's not true, but okay.
This question has a rating of 9 points.
Okay, cool.
So prepare your mind. It's called Camping Catastrophe.
Every time I've gone camping once and it was a catastrophe, but that's a story for another day. Okay. Please continue.
So Derek and Mark go camping for the weekend.
Okay.
It is 10 p.m. once they have finished pitching their tent.
Okay.
Derek gets into his sleeping bag and falls straight asleep, but Mark tosses and turns, unable to get sleep even though he is extremely tired. At midnight, a noisy animal passing the tent wakes Derek up, and Mark promptly falls asleep. Why is this? And yes, I will give you the card. Oh, maybe I should read the answer.
Probably. You need to know when she gets it right.
Yeah, and then you're going to have to turn over the timer.
Mm. There you go. Timer has been turned.
I'm just going to say I can relate.
Yes, me too.
You got any further thoughts on your riddles over there?
My riddles?
Yeah.
No. Was this one mine, the firefighter one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was.
Oh, my gosh.
So.
What you got, Emma?
Thinking that noisy animal was Derek getting up to go to the bathroom.
Doesn't matter what the animal was.
I'm saying the animal was Derek getting up to go to the bathroom, and then was Mark going to the bathroom and then accidentally woke him up and then fell asleep because he had just...
No.
No.
And then you're on the firefighter one. Oh, I'm out of time.
Yep.
Hmm.
Do you want the answer?
I'm considering this. Was it a bear? Crazy animal. I don't know. What's the answer?
The one was snoring. So when he woke up, the other could fall asleep.
Oh.
That was kind of lame.
It's a little lame, but it totally makes sense.
It does.
That's okay. It's also known as me when my family goes on vacation.
I was about to say the same thing. Seriously.
They snore. Well, so when they wake up, I fall asleep.
My mom has gotten so much better about her snoring. Also, I just so it's
always
fine.
Have your
How does one get better about snoring?
You fix your breathing with those magic breathe right strips. Yeah, except they don't work because my dad wears them. It's still
breathing. Sometimes if my mom falls into a deep enough sleep, she'll stop snoring. And for my mom, it's actually been when she gained more weight, she started snoring. So when she lost the weight, she stopped.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a couple different things.
Yeah, and it depends on the person. I lost 40 pounds and I still snore. So
I don't, to the best of my knowledge. Pounds. Then again, I've never.
Like 4 years ago, I lost 40 pounds. Lauren's asking me. She's like mouthing. She's like, when did you lose 40 pounds? You lost 40 pounds.
I was like, what?
I did.
I didn't know you then.
You did not. I was there's a little more of me to love. There's a lot more, actually.
So I didn't get it right, so let's move on to Lauren's question.
Oh, right. Sorry. My bad. I forgot I'm reading them. I forgot. I'm still on the question.
He's still on Switzerland.
Okay. This is. Don't read it.
Okay. I'm not looking at the back.
Okay. The rating is 9 points, so adjust your mind. This is called Weatherproof. A man is driving slowly through a town. He is carrying two passengers, one in the front and one in the back. On arriving at their destination, where they meet up with four others, they all get out and it begins to rain. Six of them get wet, even though they hurry on their way. The passenger, who was in the back of the car, however, remains completely dry, even though he makes no attempt to hurry and has no hat, coat, or umbrella. How is this possible?
May I read the card?
Let me look at the answer.
And then you gotta flip over the timer. Okay. Timer.
It's not that he's bald.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't say hair, so.
Yeah, it doesn't say hair. It's just wet. Also, my bracelet broke. This was actually a replacement from the one that I lost at seminar backstage.
Oh, my goodness.
And the snap on it broke again, so I fixed it with you the fix dog it with a clip yeah. right now.
As you do.
When I go back home, I'll get it fixed, but for right now.
I'm really enjoying watching Lauren struggle over this.
Yeah?
Yeah. She's really high and mighty about her riddle-solving abilities.
Oh, my God. Didn't say I could solve any riddle.
Snap. The sass queen has returned.
Yeah, there she is.
The sass queen never left, let's be completely honest.
True.
And it's officially a tie game. Time just ran out.
He has no hat, coat, or umbrella, but he's walking with someone that does.
No.
I want to see the answer, because I don't know. I can't read the that.
Image, the image should give it away. Can you not see the image?
My eyes are shit.
Oh, the image okay, on the back? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, there's an image on the back, and I can't. My eyes are bad. Like, real bad. If you've listened up to this point, dear listeners, why the fuck have you done that?
Stop alienating them.
Justin's not here. I have to do his job for him.
No, you don't.
No, I don't. Dear listeners, we do love you. We promise. We do.
Why else would we keep making these?
True. Well,
although it is quite fun for us.
Yeah, it's kind of more for our own enjoyment at this point.
Seeing as we have 12 listeners. Shout out to you, 12.
We have one subscriber and 12 people who have listened to us.
We appreciate you.
Yeah, seriously. We appreciate
each and every one of you.
Yes. Except for Justin. We don't appreciate Justin.
He's one of the 12.
Yeah.
So the 11 others of you.
The 11 others who have listened to our podcast, we appreciate you. Justin, fuck off.
We're just kidding, Justin. You're cool, too.
I'm not.
Oh. What?
I love you, Justin. Have you given up? This is directed
at you. Do you
want
me to give up? I'll give up.
I mean, you don't have to, but for the sake of time, would we like to?
Yeah, you can pull a Sebastian.
I mean, if you'd like to pull a Sebastian, go right ahead.
That's depressing.
Yeah. It is depressing. I know. I read it and I was like,
Why did you give me this question?
Give me the card. It hurt me. Give me the. Did he die? Is he dead? Give me the card.
Okay. Does he like get?
Oh, it's a corpse.
He's in a coffin.
Oh.
Yeah, they're in a hearse. Is that what it's called?
Oh my god. I mean, that makes sense.
Oh. Guys, I've had to carry a coffin before.
Oh, wow. Oh. Wow, we really
this
went there.
This is, oh, God. Okay. Moving on. Sebastian, ask me the next question.
And then he starts walking easily.
Oh, you gave up on the firefighter one, at least.
This is too much.
Yeah, it's the firefighter one.
Okay, are you ready for our next question?
That's like,
for the record, the firefighter one was he Emma. Lights a fire on the ground in, like, the opposite direction or some bullshit like that. Yeah, yeah. Next question.
No. Okay. He's... where the fire hasn't gotten to yet, right? So
yeah.
He's in the west. He lights a fire where he is, walks east. The fire spreads west. Then once it's burned, as the other fire, the first fire approaches, he goes and stands where his fire has already burned because it's not going to burn again.
Yeah.
Which, like, makes sense, but
it
who
makes
in that situation
sense.
Thinks of that?
It makes sense, but it's complete and utter bullshit.
Yes.
That's what I'm trying to point out here. Like,
okay,
it makes sense.
Bullshit,
I get that, but
this question is for you.
We bullshit. Have a rating 11 question called Speed Racing. No, it's
that's
a
the
one.
Answer to mine.
That the, oh.
Yeah.
He's holding two.
Okay.
Johnny Gallup has had countless tumbles while riding his horse, often causing him great pain, not to mention embarrassment. Am I right? However, Johnny never for 1 minute doubts his racing ability, and everyone considers him to be a consummate professional. How can this be?
Oh, Rodeo Clown. As in, like, he's the one that gets bucked off the things? Is that the answer?
That's not what Rodeo Clown's
no.
Do. Can I have the card?
Rodeo Clown's distract them as the bull rider runs away.
Oh, I meant the one who's on the horse. That's what I meant. I don't know what they're called.
What is this? This one's kind of dumb.
Okay.
Let me start the timer. Good.
Excuse me.
It's like a 0.5.
I wasn't trying.
I know. I'm just, for the sake of, so you have that information, it was a 0.5.
Thanks.
Is it because...
like a 4.
Oh, wow. I really thought that was a 6.
Is it because he only...
it might be on your
scale,
so
off,
yeah, 6.
Is it because he only falls off his horse after the race has ended?
No.
Is that... okay.
Wait, can I read this question? I wasn't listening.
Let me figure out the question first.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening to you. Oh, he gave up on Swiss. It's because no one is born a Nobel Peace Prize winner. You have to earn it.
That's stupid.
Yeah, I know. It's so fucking stupid.
That's actually stupid.
But like we said, any other prize could have been.
That's actually
stupid. Racing ability. It's because he doesn't race horses.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, cool. I got it. He doesn't race horses. He's, yeah. My ear. And I got it before the time ran out, so. Hey-o. I promise I did.
So
you looked at it literally as it was like.
No, I saw it before.
Yeah.
All right, Lauren, are you ready for a question?
Yeah.
This is rating 11, Broken Journey. Joe Haste and his wife Elaine have taken their electric car on a motoring holiday in France. After driving for 5 hours one morning, they stop for a gourmet lunch. Afterwards, Mr. Haste decides to sleep off his glass of red wine before continuing their journey eastwards towards Lyon, I'm going to say. It's spelled
Lyon.
Lyon. Oh, man, I look like such an idiot.
Lyon, France.
Thank you. When they set off again, remembering to drive on the left-hand side of the road, the wind is gusting at 112 kilometers per hour in exactly the opposite direction. In which direction will the car exhaust be blown?
It doesn't have exhaust. It's an electric car.
Yeah, good job.
Hey-o!
You I was can, like, electric can, cars are not yeah, put in these riddles unless
you
it's
can,
important.
You can tell that it's going to be one of those once they give you math. You're like,
oh yeah. You're
it's
like,
something
oh, it's
about
not about the numbers.
Wording.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, you got it. I, yeah.
Nicely
this
done.
This is okay. A rating 8, so I guess we went from hard to easy.
I mean, well, 11 was in the middle.
Oh, okay, good.
It was 9, 11, 8.
This is rating 8. This is called Steam Room Stabbing. Oh. One Wednesday afternoon, Blake visits a health spa where he meets three other men, Peter, Paul, and Carl. They undress and then enter the steam room. Peter is a musician and has brought his Walkman. Wow, they really just dated this.
Oh, wow, yeah.
His Walkman, and Paul and Carl have both brought books to read. Blake has taken a thermos flask. Before long, a piercing cry is heard in the mist-filled room, and one of Blake's companions is found dead from a stab wound to the chest. When the police come to investigate and question the three men, all they find in the room are a Walkman, two books, and an empty thermos. No weapon is found, and no one else has entered or left the room. What had happened? And you have to answer by saying what had happened was.
What had happened was... I'm gonna need that card because that was a long one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very long.
Yeah, go ahead, flip it.
It's I kind of like that one. It's all right. It's okay.
Oh, I think I do know this.
What is it?
Is it in the thermos flask? Who was it? Blake brought an ice pick and it. You stabbed him and he melted?
Yeah, that's essentially it. Yeah, an ice dagger is what they called it.
Or whatever the hell it is. Yeah,
you got it.
Blake had committed an armor. Yeah, there we go.
All right,
cool.
Miss Holly, this one is called Ancient Inferno. A building that was constructed in 30 BC was destroyed by fire 3/4 of a century later. In which year was it destroyed?
It was built in 30 BC.
Mm-hmm.
And destroyed 3/4 of a century later. What year was it destroyed in?
Yes.
A.D.
No.
I was like, wait a second, couldn't have been that obvious. Oh, timer.
Can I read the card?
Yeah, it couldn't have been that obvious because I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, I was like, that's not right.
Seeing the answer on the back and I'm...
30 BC, they made crap out of stone.
No.
Why would it get destroyed by a fire?
Your logic of the first answer was correct, so keep going down that path.
30 BC.
I'm seeing the answer and I'm confused as fuck, but okay. Well, I'm not seeing the reasoning, though. I don't...
3/4 of a century is 75 years.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, never mind. I got it now.
Is it 44 AD because there was a zero?
No. Your logic is good.
Yeah, your logic is good. I will tell you that.
Is it 46?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's 46 because they started at 1. They didn't have a zero AD.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you and I are currently at tie game. So...
Tiebreaker.
Tiebreaker.
Any card you like.
So, first person who puts their hand down and has the correct answer will win it.
Yep.
So, find a hard one.
That's what I'm going for.
Because it's like, okay, Lauren 12, won the first one against you,
12 points.
Sebastian, and then I won the second one against you, and now it's battle of whoever's...
This is a 12-pointer, so adjust your mind.
Okay.
This is called Silent Meeting. Okay. And you have to pay attention.
Is this a long card?
We have to have a silent meeting.
Medium.
To
I mean, you each
the
get
silent
the.
Meeting.
Silent meeting to discuss. Silent meeting.
Silent
okay.
meeting. You ready? Okay. Here we go. Kate and Sarah were old friends who had not seen each other for years. One day they meet up by chance. Although they spent an hour in each other's company, they did not speak to one another. Neither was deaf or mute, and they were still on good terms. Why did they not speak to each other?
May I read the card?
Let me reread it one more time.
Okay. Yeah, and then
And then
flip
I'll decide
the
whether or not it's stupid, because I just read the answer.
Okay.
So let me see. Kate and Sarah were old friends who had not seen each other for years. One day they met up by chance. Although they spent an hour in each other's company, they did not speak to one another. Neither was deaf or mute, and they were still on good terms. Why did they not speak to each other?
Can you flip the timer?
I'm going to flip the timer. I'm not sure I like this one. Let me see if I can find a better one.
I mean, they could still use ASL.
Yeah.
But why? Why are they not talking to each other?
I don't know. One of them slept with the other's husband.
No,
but they're still on good terms.
That's not it.
That's not the answer.
They're on good terms.
There's some type of animal.
There's an animal.
They're goldfish.
They're goldfish.
Wait, is that the answer?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, specifically they're goldfish.
Did you want to see the card?
Yeah, I do. What is this picture? Oh.
Just a mouth. Don't show me the back of the card. They met up. Were they doing some sort of sport where they can't talk to each other?
In sport, you can still...
Skydiving, you can scream.
And we are out of time, so I'll go on to another question. Would you like
to
know the answer?
No, don't tell me. Skydiving...
It wasn't skydiving.
Were they underwater?
Yeah, scuba diving.
You were almost there.
You were so close. You were so close.
Dang it.
This one is called...
Shout out to you, Kirsten, because you can scuba dive.
Hey-o.
Hey.
And
Brendan
Justin
Stearns.
McDonald, because he also scuba dives.
Yeah.
I'm also just giving a shout out to Brendan Stearns because...
He's cool.
Brendan
like
is
you.
Awesome. We need to bring Brendan onto the podcast. But, like, let us get through Celebrates first.
True. This is a rating...
Don't talk to me about Celebrates.
11.
Don't talk to me about Celebrates. Dear God.
It is entitled, Hold Up.
Okay.
A man wearing a black hat and scarf parked outside in an expensive jeweler's, held up a dozen people, and walked out of the shop a couple of minutes later with $1,000 worth of jewelry. Although one or two people were peering through the windows of the jewelers at the time, none of them batted an eyelid, and a nearby driver merely gave a honk of his horn. Explain.
May I read the card, please?
Yeah.
He's the owner of the store.
Okay. Who? You need to see it.
Or I need to see it, but I'd like to see it after. I'm thinking he's the owner? Is that incorrect?
That's incorrect.
Okay. You're using the Swiss card to hide the answer?
Yeah.
He bought the jewelry for his wife. He's just an obnoxious human being who held a bunch of people up.
But why did no one care that he was holding, them up?
Good question.
Someone just gave a honk at him.
Yeah.
We are almost out of time.
Yeah.
Shit. He held up people like in line, not like with a gun.
I wonder if that counts.
Like he bought the jewelry, he just held up people in line, and like the
yeah, he did.
The
yeah,
car
got
outside.
It. Yeah,
Lauren got it.
Was just annoyed because he parked.
Lauren
there.
Got it at the very last second. Lauren is the ultimate winner of IQ Challenge.
Oh, God. An engagement ring. Aww.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Gross.
I like that one. I mean, it's not the best one.
It's
Let me see if I can
one,
find the
fun.
Riddle I really like. I figured it out and I was like, oh, cool.
What's up?
A man rode into town on his horse on Friday. He stayed for 3 days and left on Friday. How is this possible?
Horse's name is Friday.
There you go.
I know that one!
I'd be sad if you didn't.
I hate you.
I can't get them to you. It's too much effort.
You could.
I'm kidding. I'll get them to you.
She's throwing cards at me. This is abuse.
I'm throwing cards
to you. This is abuse.
I would never abuse you. Or anyone.
True. Grazie. This has been interesting. It's a fun little game.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of more riddles I know.
Nice.
I'm sorry, Mom.
That was beautiful. Don't apologize for that one. That was gorgeous. All right, I say Sebastian gives his riddle, and then we finish.
Cool.
So, if you can find it.
I found it. It's a YouTube video, though. Oh my god. No. There's the answer. Did you hear the answer?
I didn't.
Here,
did
wait.
You hear it?
No, I didn't. Let's plug it in, plug it in.
How long this damn episode is what I want to know.
Real long.
Yay.
Probably not as long as Secret Hitler, but also who knows.
Secret Hitler.
We were sitting here thinking for a long time.
Yeah, we were.
Who has a piece of paper?
Shit. I mean, I guarantee I've got one in my bag somewhere, but I also don't feel like searching because I'm lazy.
Nope. Sorry. Why do we need a piece of paper?
So I can draw it out for you guys.
This is a drawing out
there's
thing.
An image?
It'll help you.
Listeners, I do hope you're having a fantastic day up until this point.
And continuing past this point.
Yeah, continuing past this point. Just, you know, this point. Right now, the listening of the podcast. Because why?
How long have we been doing it?
Long time.
Oh, well, it is. When did you get here? It's 11:35 at night.
Oh, my goodness. It's a long podcast. All right, let me draw this out. I'm going to move my microphone.
Okay. Did you just stop it?
Nope.
Okay. The man with the top hat.
It is.
He's on a box.
An hour and 22 minutes.
Oh my god! I think this is longer than the Hitler episode. Justin's going to murder us. It's fine.
No, you don't, Brit.
Is this a music joke thing? I feel like it's a music joke.
Shh. Just let it happen.
It's not a music joke.
Damn it.
You know this moves, right? You can talk from here.
Thank you.
My ears hurt from these headphones.
I know, mine too.
They're being crushed against my skull.
Ugh! Okay, I'm just gonna forego headphones for right now.
Ooh, I can wear my headphones like that one guy from Fall Out Boy.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so here's the riddle.
Okay.
There are four prisoners.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, I know this.
Do you already know the answer?
I know the answer.
Okay, well then.
I know the answer and the
Lauren.
Reasoning. I won't spoil it. Lauren, this is all you.
Okay, so there are four prisoners who are sent to a jail.
This is a Mensa question. I know this.
But the jail is full. So the dude in charge of the jail, I don't know what they call him, the warden?
Yeah.
Decides that they will put them. He will put them.
Don't assume the warden's gender.
Miss Warden, she will give them a test. Give them like a puzzle to solve, right?
Okay.
So puts them on, like, as you can see the drawing, I'm sorry listeners, but this is called the inconvenient, what's it called?
Ill-conceived podcast.
Okay. So you don't really get to see what I'm talking about, so sorry about it. Anyway, so she puts three prisoners on one side of a screen. Right? So no one can see beyond this wall.
Mm-hmm.
Do you already know this? Do you know this?
No, I've heard something similar, but keep going.
Okay. So the thing is, the catch is, if any one of the prisoners can say, without a shadow of a doubt, what hat color they have, and to accurately say it,
mm-hmm.
right, then they get to go off without,
they get to go free or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they get to go free. So let's give them names. So you have prisoner A, prisoner B, prisoner C, and prisoner D.
Typically, it's the other way, but whatever.
other way.
Sorry. But I know this, and the reason I know this is completely embarrassing, but I'm not going to say it.
On my own, so I was pretty proud of that. So which prisoner says for certain the color of his hat why?
Okay, I think it needs to be mentioned. They can only stare forward.
They can only stare forward, and they can't talk.
Yeah, they're not allowed to talk to each other, and they can only stare forward. So which one can say without a shadow of a doubt what hat color they're wearing?
And they're all
this
facing.
This one was interesting.
Yeah, they're all facing this way. Right? So A can see B and C, B can see C, C can see no one, D can see no one. Yes, they know that, there are two white hats, two black hats. So who calls out their hat color first? And why?
They can see two black hats and only one white hat.
No, they can't see beyond the screen.
Oh. I forgot the screen was there.
Mm-hmm.
They can't look at the hat on their own head?
No. This one's interesting. This one's very interesting.
I love this riddle.
Yeah.
I know the logic behind this, but I can't remember what it is. I've never seen it with a screen before, though.
Rip.
Screen's important.
The screen is important.
I feel like it is. D is still facing this way?
Mm-hmm. I'll draw it just so you can...
They can't see beyond the screen.
No.
Yeah, it's okay. Not necessarily a screen. Think it's a brick wall.
Yeah.
Okay.
The way I've heard it has been it's a brick wall.
Mm-hmm. You can't see beyond the brick wall. I'll make this a wall.
It's a fucking wall. Build bridges, not walls.
This has been a public service announcement. I'm the captain of the cast for the Open Seat Podcast. Thank you for listening. We now return you to your regularly scheduled program.
Fucking hell. All
right, I drew a brick wall.
Thanks. I've heard the logic behind this before, but I don't remember what it is.
What are you thinking?
Well, they can only look forward.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So A has the most information.
Mm-hmm.
A can see one white hat and one black hat.
Mm-hmm.
It's something like I know it's recursive because they each know that the other person would say something if they could figure out which hat they were wearing. So,
using that logic,
D.
Why D?
Because if A saw two black hats or two white hats, they would know which color they were wearing.
D is not the correct answer.
Yeah, D is not it.
Not?
No.
Because, so A's wearing...
No, it's... B, because B can see one hat.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And if B's hat was the same color as C, then A would say the answer.
Yes. But because A is silent,
but because
B
A is
knows,
silent,
oh,
B
we
knows
have different colored
we
hats.
We have different colored hats.
So
it
whatever's
has to be
in
the
front
other
of me.
Color of what C has.
Yeah.
Good
yep.
job.
That's it. Nicely done.
Thanks.
But she'd kind of heard it before, so.
Yeah.
Well, I had heard it before, and like I knew the answer to it, which so is why I was like, I
had
off.
Never heard it before, and I was very proud that I had solved it. I was like, wow.
That one, yeah, that one took me a bit, honestly.
Yeah.
So
I have to like rethink through the logic of the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm. And I did not solve it on my own. I thought it was A at first, and then I heard the logic behind B, and I was like,
see, it was
oh,
like A,
fuck.
And then I was like, but it's not A.
It can't be A, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
A has no information about their own hat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's B. because the person behind them has to know that it's not.
Yeah.
Them.
Great job.
Like, nicely done. Done with
any number of people and any number of hats.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You could actually just like, well, no, I guess you always need a fourth person. So never mind.
I mean, you could always just have somebody in the back facing the other way.
True.
There's many ways you can do that.
Yeah.
All right. So how do we wrap this up? What do we say? Are there magic words?
Thank you for listening to the Ill Conceived Podcast. I'm Lauren Holly.
I'm Emma Catherine.
And I am Justin Hughes.
Yes! Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes this episode of the Ill Conceived Podcast.